It is time for Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is when we set aside an hour to gather your feedback and talk about the things that are happening inside WPR. You can join in at any point in the conversation, 800-642-1234. What questions or feedback do you have for Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you enjoy most about the programming, and what do you want to let go of or suggest changing? What can we do to improve your experience on air, online, streaming from your mobile device? Let's consider it all. Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer and Content Director for Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, good to see you.
Great to be here.
Well, let's relive for a moment the 4th of July week. We heard a number of special programming we had during that week, including Capital Steps, the Politics Takes a Holiday, and Midsummer Celebration with Big River Radio Waves variety show. How are the holidays a time for us to offer this kind of tailored listening experience?
Well, one thing we know is that people listen to radio a little differently around the holidays. Maybe you're not working, or you know, you're doing different things around town. So it's a good time to hear some old favorites. The Capital Steps have been on forever.
Yes, they have.
It seems like. and so it's one of those things where it's almost like a tradition for many people, but it's also a chance for us to hear different perspectives too. And it also gives, sometimes it gives people a chance to take a break who work here at the station as well. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, let's take a call. Tom in Waukesha. Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Sure, yeah, just a quick thought. Even listening to the show just prior to this, it's one of the interests of media, it seems like, and specifically to make it fun to listen to, is to create greater polarization by getting different viewpoints on the air at the same time and having them discuss things. But in the process of having those two viewpoints, it seems like rather than looking for a middle ground, we tend to grow even more polarized in our responses and in the way they discuss it. And I'm just wondering if it's, you know, as a Wisconsin Public Radio, if there's anything you can do to create greater influence by having a show where you have different viewpoints working hard during the show to actually come to a common ground, to find what is the common ground, working to find it rather than working to find the polarization.
Thomas, thanks so much for calling in. Mike, what do you think about that?
I think it's a really good idea, and I think that's one of the thoughts behind the Ideas Network, is to be able to bring people together, hear different viewpoints. I mean, I think if you only heard one side, there are many people who would feel like they weren't being represented properly. And trying to find ways of finding common ground, that's one of the values, I think, of talk radio in general, is you can hear a lot of different perspectives, and we're always trying to sort of cut through the polarization and hear sort of shared interests that people have. But it's always something that we can work on. So, Thomas, I appreciate that call, and I'll let you know it's something we always strive to do here.
Is give a line to the lawmakers themselves,
right?
And be able to open up the conversation, which is something certainly I think our team values so much, is,
right,
you know, broadening out that conversation and bringing in all voices from all over the state.
Right, right, yeah. Right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of value to, I think we talked about where Wisconsin Connects is one of the things we've been saying on the Ideas Network. And it's a way for people with different viewpoints to come together and feel safe to talk about them. So we try to create that kind of environment. But Thomas, it's obviously something that we can continue to work on. So thanks for that call.
Yeah. Earlier this spring, we did a lot of reporting on WPR about the complicated relationship with alcohol as part of the High Tolerance series. And we got a lot of feedback calling it excellent, asking it for it to be released as a podcast, personal stories, some raising concerns about the mix of topics. There was some concern about the glorification of alcohol usage when, you know, the coverage shifted from the problems to the lighter side. What did we learn from this High Tolerance series?
Well, I think one of the things we learned sort of going into it, I know that the news department, one of the reasons they said it was about Wisconsin's complicated relationship with alcohol, is they really wanted to capture that in the series. And in some ways, the reaction reflects that. The thing that was interesting about it, and I think compelling to a lot of people, was just a lot of the stories really connected with people in a lot of different ways. And so I think in a lot of ways we learned that there is some value in looking at the complexity of an issue like that. I think we also learned other things as well, mm-hmm. you know, just how we promote a series like this and things like that. And there's been a lot of insights that have gone into learning from this series and moving forward. It's something that we're trying to do is to learn from that. So if anybody has additional thoughts about the series or anything, we're happy to hear them this hour.
And you have a line at 800-642-1234. Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer for Wisconsin Public Radio, and he's here to answer your questions. What questions or feedback do you have for WPR? What do you appreciate about programming? What would you like to change? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, there may not be any major changes on the horizon, but we're also seeing listener thoughts when it comes to what they listen to and see online. Why is it important for listeners to share how they're feeling and what we're seeing online?
Well, I think we always want to know what people are thinking about WPR, and we're pretty open about that. Not a lot of stations do call-ins with managers like this. Normally, Mike Crane, the director of radio, would be on for this, and we do it on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And we think it's really important to be connected to what you're thinking about as a listener and what the issues are that you'd like to talk about with your neighbors. So we think that it's very important to be open that way. We also use audience research on a regular basis to sort of see how people are reacting and using different programs. And we think being connected in that way allows us to provide a strong public service. So
let's go to the phones with Mark in New London. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling to ask if you have any plans for a regular replacement for Kevin McKinley's show. That I listened to that show for years, and he gave great advice. And I know when he went off the air, there was talk that you were going to make an effort to bring other programming on like that on periodically. But I listen on a daily basis, and quite honestly, I haven't heard anything that comes close to replacing his content in that show. So any plans to bring him back or bring another show similar to that back on a regular basis?
I think one of the great – thanks for that comment, Mark. We appreciate that, and we hear that from other people from time to time. I think that we have had other people talking about money and finance.
Yep, personal finance.
And I think we recognize the fact that programs like On Your Money are important to listeners. I mean, I think being able to have – somebody who's an expert come on and answer questions about different things, whether it's finance or anything else, is a pretty important part of what the Ideas Network is about. So we're always trying to figure out ways of finding new people that we can bring on to provide advice to people, and we'll continue to do that. I don't know if we'll get to the point. One of the things we're trying to do, I think, with a morning show is have more variety of topics that we talk about. So it's possible that you haven't noticed as much because it's just a segment that we do as part of the show rather than a separate show, which is what On Your Money was. But it's something that we know is important, and we're always looking for new people who can come on and help. And, mm-hmm. and from time to time, there may be times when Kevin may pop up and provide advice as well.
WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold stays with us for Mondays with Mike. It's an hour of open phone lines devoted to your feedback, your insights regarding WPR, and you can join in with your thoughts, concerns, ideas at 800-642-1234. How do you connect with us? How can we make it easier? What questions do you have about programming or operations? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head of our audience services team to learn more about the people who answer your calls and connect you to information here. Stay with us. More Mondays with Mike is coming up here on the Ideas Network. It is Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What do you want to know about WPR? What is your listening experience like here in the height of summer? What programming piques your interest the most? What is the one thing you'd like to change about your listening experience? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Mike Arnold stays with us for this edition of Mondays with Mike. He is WPR's Chief Operating Officer. And let's bring in Kaylee Steinbach. She manages Wisconsin Public Media's audience services team. So when you call or email or send us a letter by snail mail, it's the audience services team that's on the front line helping you get your questions answered and track down the information you need. Kaylee, welcome to the Ideas Network. It's weird to say that because you're never on air.
It is. And thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So when listeners reach out to us, they often have your team on the front lines. What kind of services do you offer?
Oh, gosh. We offer all the services. We answer programming questions. What was that piece of music I heard a week ago or an hour ago? Who was that guest you had on the other day? What's coming up on The Morning Show or Larry Mueller? So we answer a lot of those questions. We are actually both membership and audience services for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We're one of the few overlaps between those two organizations. So we're doing all of those things for both. But in large part, our biggest responsibility is taking the comments, the criticisms, the ideas that our listeners have and bringing them to the rest of our organization. I know Mike and Kate and all of our producers would love to be able to answer all of those calls, but it's not always conducive to being able to still get the job done. So we're happy to be the voice of our listeners and make sure that all of those things are disseminated into the organization as they need to be.
What kind of volume are we talking about?
So on average, monthly, we take between 2,600 and 3,000 calls.
Holy moly.
That's just calls. We're also answering emails in the thousands yearly. So yearly, that equates to over 30,000 calls. And honestly, I've not been able to keep track of the emails. So it's a lot of really engaged listeners and viewers.
So that is, Mike, a really great service to have an audience service team being able to answer all those questions. Is this kind of access unique as you look around the public radio landscape?
Yeah, it is in some ways. I mean, I've worked at a number of other public radio stations over the course of my career. And back in other places where I've worked, whether it was New Hampshire Public Radio or WUNC in Chapel Hill, I was the main person who handled all those comments as the program director. And It was a lot of work, and the audiences for those stations were much smaller. So the thing that I think is a real advantage is with an organization like Wisconsin Public Radio, with a number of listeners that we have on a weekly basis, it can be easy to just say, all right, we're just going to provide minimal service to people, and you can send questions, and we'll send you a form letter back. The thing that's great about audience services is that we have people who really know what they're doing and can find answer questions for you. But also it's a good way to gain insight from the community too and kind of hear what people are thinking. I mean, in some ways, it's kind of like this hour-long thing every day. There's always somebody there who can hear your feedback, hear what you're thinking about stuff, and then also share it back with the organization. I think that's the important part, because if we just took the calls and said, okay, we're going to forget about that, that wouldn't be good. But I think it actually helps us develop the service and do a better job. So it's a really great and invaluable part of what we do. And I'm really glad that I don't have to take all of those calls. I mean, if I were taking 2,600 to 3,000 calls on a regular basis,
No wonder they have the headsets.
Wouldn't have any other time, any other time to do it. But they're really great people, and they know the station really well. And it's a good way to sort of stay in touch with everybody here.
Kaylee, what have you and your team learned about WPR and about the state having so many of these conversations one-on-one with people?
Yeah, it's amazing how interconnected we actually are with the state. Our listeners are so passionate about their state and the content we're putting out and what matters to them. And having that passion translate into what we're doing, we know we're passionate about what we're doing. We love what we do. And it just makes us feel a little bit more connected to our communities around us, I think. And especially in audience services, our team of people, they feel that on a daily basis. So it's very heartwarming.
We're talking with WPR's Mike Arnold, Chief Operating Officer, and Kaylee Steinbach, who heads up the audience services team for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. You have a line at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take another call now with Ann joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Ann. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you do two live shows in the morning and one is a repeat, and that's usually your last hour of the show. I wish you would do the repeat the first hour of the show, take the show from one of the shows from the previous day, and then run that from the 6 to 7 hour, and then have your 7 to 9 hours be live shows.
Ann, thanks so much. So it sounds like Ann does not appreciate repeats.
Or she doesn't appreciate them at 8.
At 8, right.
I mean, that's an interesting idea, Anne. I mean, we hear a lot of different thoughts about repeating hours. And it's interesting because if you listen to our NPR and classical service to Morning Edition and All Things Considered, there actually is a decent amount of repeating with those programs as well. And people, for some reason or another, people don't notice as much, I think, with a call-in show. One of the challenges, I think, of repeating at 6 a.m. Happens on Mondays, where you go, okay, do you repeat the thing from Friday on Monday? But it's an interesting idea. I mean, I think it's something that we always think about. But that's an interesting idea, Anne, and appreciate.
I mean, it also brings up the fact that the show is doing 3-hour shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Mondays. I mean, so this week there will be more 3-hour shows than not.
Right. So. So it's something that we're always thinking about. Yeah. But that's an interesting idea, Anne. I appreciate you thinking about that, and also appreciate the sentiment behind it.
Let's go to Bill in Madison. Bill, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Bill. Yeah.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yes. Well, I just have been for a while wanting to hear a political scientist on one of your programs talk about the problem of gerrymandering. Some states have gone to, so-called, impartial committees to handle that. I'm just thinking it seems like to me like a perfect job for a computer, an algorithm, and I'd like to hear a political science type person talk about how that might work out and why it wouldn't be the best way to handle this completely impartially, you know, more impartial than any committee could possibly be. Put the algorithm in an algorithm that will draw the lines as close to equilateral hexagons as possible and forget about it. Put that in the Constitution. And then a larger question of the roles computers might play in government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill, thanks so much there. And sounds like he wants to build on the questions that we have been talking about in terms of.
Yeah, I think we've probably had some discussions. And I mean, the challenge of the Ideas Network is there's so many hours of programs. It's hard to listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And I do think we have talked about that in the past, but there's no reason why we can't. And I actually think it highlights one of the things that's interesting about the Ideas Network is that there are opportunities to talk about better ways of managing government or different ways of managing government. And sometimes that inspires legislation. So that's a great idea for a program. We'll definitely keep that in mind in the future, Bill. And thanks for calling with that idea.
And Kaylee, this conversation must sound really familiar to you as you hear a lot of these things come through the phone lines.
We do. And we pass all of those along to Mike and to our producers. And the more people can let us know what they want, the more we can gauge that effectively and see what we can do to make it happen.
And it's always really impressive to me that you put together a spreadsheet of all the comments that comes in. And the spreadsheet we're able to take a look at once a week, and it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. It is. Our team, in particular, Amy, is the one that puts that sheet together on a weekly basis. And it does give us a really good snapshot of, you know, if there are any trends in what we're hearing, if there are any really great warm fuzzies that the staff maybe need to hear. So
we have a surprisingly large number of people who call and say nice things, which is really interesting. That doesn't always happen in places. As someone who used to be the sole person who would take those calls at other stations, you tended to hear from the cranky people. And the fun thing about this, and I think it's a reflection of Wisconsin Public Radio, is there are a lot of people who just dig what we do, and they want to call and let us know that. And that's really nice, too. Although we do like to hear when people don't dig what we do. I guess dig is probably not the right word to use, but you know what I mean. But it is interesting. I mean, there's a real strong investment from listeners that you hear. You know, when people call, even when they have negative feedback, they tend to preface it by saying, I really like Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm offering this information because I want it to be even better.
Improve it. Well, Kaylee, as we say goodbye, remind us, how can listeners weigh in on basically anything and reach you?
Well, they can email listener@WPR.org or call our audience services team Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 800-747-7444.
Well, Kaylee, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Kaylee Steinbach is Audience Services Manager for WPR and Wisconsin Public Television, and WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold sticks around fielding your calls at 800-642-1234. Mondays with Mike continues after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. You're with us in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we are in the middle of Mondays with Mike. We have Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold fielding your questions, gathering your feedback. Here's a question to consider. If you had to describe WPR in 30 seconds or even in a brief tweet, what would you say? What is your WPR elevator speech? And how has your description of us evolved over time? Let's consider this at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go back to the phones now with Lori joining us from Vernon County. Good morning, Lori.
Yes, good morning. My question is about your underwriting policy, specifically about American ATC, American Transmission Company. As you know, they have put one Badger Coulee line through southwest Wisconsin. They're seeking permission to put another one through south of here. There's quite a bit of controversy all along these routes. I realized several years ago, Wisconsin Public Radio stopped doing what they called advocacy journalism, where you would interview activists and people who were affected by these massive programs or massive developments such as the Wolf River. And you stop that. You no longer have people on. You rely on journalists, it seems, and so-called anyway. But please speak. So American Transmission Company is allowed to get, what, 5 spots a day where they talk about their community service. Yet the people along the line, we get how many programs have you done on this? How many people are allowed on the air to speak?
Yeah, Lori, I think we see where what your point is there. And Mike, you know, we certainly have brought this on as a segment, looking at both sides.
Oh yeah, we do that a lot.
The issue,
I mean, I don't think that it's accurate that we stop putting on people who advocate for things like that. We still have a lot of people. I mean, that's one of the things the Ideas Network is about, is for us to hear from people who are passionate about different issues, including the ATC lines, for example. In terms of underwriting, I mean, one of the things that we are very careful about here at Wisconsin Public Radio is having a firewall between our content and different organizations that fund the service and provide support to the service. And ATC is a WPR supporter, and we acknowledge that on the air. If there were ever any times that we were to do reporting about that, we would also acknowledge that they're supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio. So listeners can decide if that has had any influence on the work we're doing, and then it doesn't. We're very committed to that. And have an ethics policy that protects our news department from our funders. So the news department's able to do any kind of reporting they want about issues and not affected by – there's never a point where we say, well, you know, they're underwriters, so you don't want to do that. We have a firewall for that. The other part of it is because we are a talk service, not only do we bring on people who are – you know, activists and advocating for different approaches, but we also provide an open line for listeners across the state to say what we think. So we really don't do anything to we don't see that the sponsorship from ATC has had any influence on our content in any way. And we're very committed to presenting a lot of different viewpoints so people can understand different issues affecting their community.
Lori, thanks. Let's go to Andrew now in La Crosse. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. My comment was referring to the fact that Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR and stuff seem to do programs that talk about local musicians and stuff. But I feel like there's a lot of young, talented musicians, especially in the Wisconsin area, that are more in the genre of like heavy metal and like really heavy music that I don't think gets enough representation. And it's hard for them to kind of put themselves out there if they can't really get any airtime. You know, they're sort of pushing it all themselves. And I don't know. I just find it unfortunate that mainstream media, including public radio, doesn't put those kinds of bands out there as opposed to like folk music, country, jazz, and stuff like that.
Right. So do you think you'd like to hear a heavy metal group come on an Ideas Network show, or are you talking about playing it on the air?
Local music, at least. I would like to hear stuff like that represented, because I know like I've heard plenty of other genres of music, and right. Oh my God, it would warm my heart to hear something like that get played on the radio. You know?
A little heavy metal. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think I understand your point. And I do think that's something that we've been trying to do a little more. A few years ago, we had a series called Setlist. And one of the things that they were focused on doing was featuring musicians that were genres that may not typically be heard on public radio. And I know we've done that in different segments, but that's a good thing for us to think about, Andrew. I appreciate that. We'll see if we can warm your heart someday in the future.
Well, especially on the local music front, regardless
right.
of genre.
Right.
Let's go to Madeline in De Pere now. Madeline, hi.
Hi. I donated quite a bit of money to People's Farm. I do Wisconsin Public Radio. And one thing I'm dissatisfied with is that I love the People's Pharmacy show.
Mm-hmm.
It comes on 7 o'clock on Saturday morning now. It used to come on 6 o'clock, and then it was repeated again at, I think, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now there's been a rearrangement, and it comes on at 7 o'clock. It was always followed by Dr. Zorba, and before, and it still is. But it comes on at 7 o'clock, and most psychologists know that people don't get up on Saturday and so
right.
And so it's kind of overpowered by Dr. Zorba. And Dr. Zorba has admitted that he's done research for the pharmaceutical companies. And recently he's been pushing depression medicine for pain. And he's on twice.
Well, Madeline,
I'd like to know why the People's Pharmacy show is only on once.
Madeline, thanks.
Yeah, I think, first off, I mean, I think that the work that Dr. Zorba has done with pharmaceutical companies, he discloses that because he believes it's an important thing to do, and he's very committed to not, advocating things based on those kind of things and wants to be very frank and open about that, and we appreciate that. The People's Pharmacy is a program that I know a lot of people enjoy quite a bit, and we did have it on twice on Saturdays. There were some people who wanted to hear more variety in the schedule, so it allowed us to offer some more things. The reason that we repeat Dr. Zorba's show is that it's produced here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who enjoy hearing Dr. Zorba. So that's one of the reasons why we repeat that show, but we're not repeating the People's Pharmacy. But it sounds like from what you're saying, you'd like to hear that more often. So we'll keep that in mind, Madeline.
Thanks for the call, Madeline. We're talking with Mike Arnold. He's Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio. And you have a line for Mondays with Mike at 800-642-1234. You can email your thoughts to ideas@wpr.org. A listener reached out to ask when the tower for 88.1 in Green Bay, which serves Oshkosh, will be full powered. What kind of transmission work is WPR doing around the state?
There's a lot. We have a lot of transmitters, so it's kind of hard to go through all of that. And we're fortunate to have the Educational Communications Board, which handles a lot of that work for us. They do wonderful work. We have been, I think it's WHID that you're talking about. I think we just recently got a new transmitter for that station, so that's been helpful. We had some ice damage, I think, last winter that we're still trying to figure out how to deal with that. There was a shield that was messed up, and we're trying to address that issue as well. But we do have a new transmitter, and it sounds better now. So that's improvement, but it's something that we're continuing to work on. It may take a little longer to completely resolve the issues, but we have been working on doing that. And in relationship to that, if there are ever any times when you feel like you have challenges with the hearing the service, if a station isn't strong enough or something like that, that's where audience services can really be helpful. Because one thing that Kaylee didn't mention is that she also has a pretty strong inside line with the engineers who are all over the state working on the transmitters. So they stay in touch pretty closely when there's something wrong or whatever, and they usually can resolve the issue pretty quickly.
So much engineering happening all over
the
state.
Yeah, it's a pretty 36 stations.
37?
Yeah,
30,
something, maybe 37.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to keep track. But we're lucky to have a wonderful team of engineers across the state who work on that. And we're also lucky to have audience services, because that really is. So if there's ever a time when you feel like you're not receiving WPR well, call our audience services team and let them know, and they'll get in touch with engineers in your area to work on it.
Now, or they'll talk you through on the phone, too, which
they've done
so often.
Yes.
Let's go to Carson in Buffalo County now. Carson, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I wanted to ask, and this is, I guess, a little bit old news, but I used to really enjoy the Week in Media?
Week in Review.
Week in Review. And, you know, both the co-hosts on that were really intelligent. They always had good guests about news stories from the previous week. It seems that it's been replaced a bit by, it's been a minute. And I thought the other show is much more serious, and this seems more of a piece of fluff.
Are you talking about On the Media? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. On the Media.
Oh, gotcha. And then replacing with Samson.
Yeah. Okay. We do hear from a lot of people about On the Media. That was a program that went off the schedule a while ago, and it was replaced on Sunday morning with It's Been a Minute. And we have been hearing a lot of feedback from people. So that's definitely something for us to keep in mind in the future.
We are in the midst of Mondays with Mike, an hour devoted to your feedback, questions regarding WPR. Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer. He stays with us. Still time for your thoughts at 800-642-1234. And when we come back, we'll talk about WPR's old-time radio drama and visit with the executive producer of Chapter a Day. Stay with us for more Mondays with Mike in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're spending the hour gathering your insights on WPR. Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer, fielding your calls. What questions are on your mind about how WPR works? We're at 800-642-1234, and you can join in now. Did you know there are more than 5,000 old-time radio drama episodes in our online archive? We celebrate the golden age of radio every Saturday and Sunday night. Let's take a listen.
Those are quality folks at the next table.
They're not quality folks. I bet they're just as unimportant as you and I.
For your information, Mrs. Reardon, they are people that anyone who wants to be a detective ought to know at first sight. They are Walter and Lola Fraser.
Faber?
F-R-A-S-E-R,
Frazier. I get it.
The other man, it's Jerry Marlowe, transcontinental copper. And the girl's Ann Calhoun. You've heard of Ann Calhoun. She's engaged to Marlowe, but...
Oh, there you are, going off again, Bill Reardon. I don't think you know anything about them.
Sally, please keep your voice down.
Oh, I'm not talking half as loud as they are.
One of the creative people behind this work is Michelle Good, and she wears many hats at WPR. One of her roles is directing the 9XM Players for WPR's old-time radio drama. Michelle, thanks for coming by.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So we have some special live shows coming up. In the show we just heard was something, There's Something About a Woman. Can you tell us about that one?
There's Always a Woman is the name of it.
There's Always a Woman. I'm
yes.
sorry. Okay.
Well, it's a madcap murder mystery. It involves a husband and wife team, detective team. He gives up the detecting agency, and she decides to carry on solo with no experience whatsoever, and sort of madness ensues. It's a lot of fun. It's there is a crime, so if you're a murder mystery fan, you're going to like it. If you like comedy and slapstick, there's a lot of that involved, too.
And when are performances?
The next one coming up is Minocqua at the Campanile Center on August 23rd. And at the Grand in Oshkosh on October 11th.
What goes into putting these dramas together?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So it all starts with Norman, who has an encyclopedic knowledge of what's out there in old-time radio. He generally looks for something that first and foremost is public domain. So that's sort of our starting point. He picks two or three, sort of bounces them off me, takes a first strike at the script, basically, mm-hmm. and either transposes it. Some of the scripts are available online, but we take it, and there's always some rough edges to it with these. A lot of the ones that were movies and turned into old-time radios, there's major scenes cut out. So sometimes we add them back in to give them a little more clarity. People might have never seen the movie There's Always a Woman, but back in the 40s, they probably had. But now that reference point is lost. So if there's a scene missing, in this case, the original script didn't have the murder in it.
Oh,
and wow. They expected people to just know that the murder had occurred and how it had occurred.
Common knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows how the murder happened. So Norman rewrote that. Then after he does that, he sends the script to me. I go through and kind of modernize it a little bit, take some of the dated portions out of it. Mm-hmm. In this case, she was quite frankly a dumb blonde, a dumb, dumb blonde, and treated that way. So we went through and added a little more that, you know, she just doesn't know what she's doing. It doesn't make her dumb. She's trying mm-hmm. to learn. So made her husband a little more supportive, made the other men in the script a little more supportive of her. And then I go through and write commercials, silly commercials, which is a lot of fun.
Let's take a call with Debbie in Beaver Dam. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I was wondering which frequency around here. See, I get the Milwaukee one now. And I used to be able to hear old-time radio Saturday and Sunday, but this station, it's 90.7. They only have it on Sunday nights. And they have that higher ground on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Debbie, do you like old-time radio?
Yeah, I love old-time radio with Norman Gilliland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was wondering which station around here by Beaver Dam would have it on Saturday also.
Mike Arnold, do you want to take a crack at that?
It's possible you might be able to pick up WHA from Madison, which is 970 AM. I think it may make it to Beaver Dam without much trouble. And that's probably where you'd be able to hear it on Saturday night.
Thanks so much, Debbie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Linda now in Milwaukee. Linda, hi.
Well, hi. Just a real quick suggestion. Mike, if you could find a replacement for this show Saturday morning called Ask Me Another with, and I don't know her last name, but Ophira
Eisenberg. Yeah.
Eisenberg. Yeah.
Not a big fan.
No.
What don't you like about it?
What don't I like yeah. about it? The whole show.
the whole concept, right?
You know, I used to keep NPR NPR on all Saturday.
Yeah.
And I turn it off for the 2 hours that Ask Me Another is on and also the Peter Siegel show.
Uh-huh.
I turn it off or I switch channels for those two shows.
Yeah.
So I know you've gotten feedback on the Ask Me Another from other people, so I don't think I'm the first one.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those shows that sort of polarizes people. There are people who really like it and people who really don't. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I'm in one of those camps.
Yeah, maybe the quiz show type, type show is just not her cup of tea.
Yeah, well, that could be part of it. I mean, the show has evolved over the years quite a bit. I think it's much better now than it was when it started. That's a horrible thing to say, but it's that's good, I guess. That's progress. Is there anything in particular you don't like about it, or is it just the show itself?
It's the show, it's the host, just the whole thing I don't like, but that's my opinion. So I just thought as long as I could express that to you guys this morning, I thought I'd take up the opportunity to do that.
Well, we appreciate that, Linda. And as we said at the beginning, we're interested in hearing people with a variety of viewpoints about things here on the Ideas Network, and we appreciate you calling in and letting us know what you think about Ask Me Another. And I'm sure you're not surprised that there probably are some people who like it, too. But that's why we're here to hear what you have to think. So thanks, Melinda.
Let's go to Mike now in Rice Lake. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I just want a couple comments. One program that you have on in the evening on weekdays is The Q with Tom Powers. It's out of Canada.
Yeah.
And CBC. I love that show. I'm 62 years old. I am not the target demographic, but I love that program because they interview artists up and coming. They also interview artists that have been around a long time, like Sarah McLachlan. They had her on recently also.
Yeah.
Some other artists that have been around. And I just love that show. And I know it might not be one of your most popular programs.
It's doing pretty well, actually. So apparently other people share your view.
And then I just want to compliment Michelle Good. She's a national treasure, and we're lucky to have her in Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you.
She's blushing. I'll just let you know that. You can't see it over the radio. We have blush filters here.
I've been listening to Chapter a Day this week, and she just does an outstanding job.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know. I will second that, Mike. She just, she kills it on those books. Oh, my goodness.
I love doing them. I love doing them. And it directly feeds into my acting background, so...
Oh,
thank
well.
You so much.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much for the call.
I'll send you the check.
Mike Arnold, as we wrap up here, some staffing news. WPR is part of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, honored two of our former colleagues, Fanny Steve and Glenn Moberg.
Yes, that's true. Glenn, a veteran broadcaster who recently retired, and we really appreciate the fact that Glenn was recognized for that. Also, Fanny Steve, who some of you may remember, but she was on the air quite a long time ago, and it was sort of like a second career for her. She started when she was 55. She did a show about, I think, exercise and music and all sorts of stuff, and was quite a personality on WPR. And we're really grateful to have the Wisconsin Broadcast Association recognize those two important people in our history, and also appreciate the fact that the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association is valued a lot of the female hosts. We've been groundbreaking in that area here at WPR, and we appreciate the fact that that's been recognized.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Mike Arnold, Chief Operating Officer, and Michelle Good, Director of the 9XM Players for WPR's old-time radio drama. Earlier, we heard from Audience Services Manager Kaylee Steinbach. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show.